Unit 2. Recording 3.
Hi, and welcome to the film show, where today we're looking at the Hollywood biopic and why it's become so popular. Now, Hollywood has always used true stories in its films. In fact, they began making successful films in the 1920s, and since then there have been thousands of films based on true stories.
That's right. But in recent years, there have been more and more biopics. Directors have turned to the lives of famous people as a source of material. So, why is it that some of the best films in recent years have been based on true events or inspired by real people?
Today, we're talking to Rosie Truman, an actor and a film historian. Rosie, why do you think Hollywood is doing so many biopics?
Well, one reason is that it seems that audiences really enjoy films about people that they already know something about, but they want to know more. So, from these films, we've learned something. We've learned about the difficult lives of some of the biggest music legends like Ray Charles and Johnny Cash. We've learned about their history and how they grew up. And we've learned about the lives of politicians like George Bush or sporting heroes like Muhammad Ali. It's a way in which Hollywood can actually teach us about history in an entertaining way. And it's interesting.
Yes, I think that's right. But what about the actors, Rosie? I mean, many of the actors have won Oscars for their roles in these films. What's it like for them?
Well, I think actors just love these roles. I mean, that's another reason why the films work so well. For an actor, this is a great challenge, you know, taking on a role like this. And it's very exciting to be asked to play a character who everyone already knows. Look at Helen Mirren. She won an Oscar for her role playing the Queen, and it's probably one of her greatest successes.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, there have been some fantastic performances.
Yes, that's right.
So, how do they do it? How does an actor prepare for a role like this? Do they get the chance to meet the person that they're going to play? I mean, what happens?
Well, yes, obviously, if that person is still alive, then that's a great way for the actor to study the character. How this person moves, how they respond to people. In fact, I know that Helen Mirren met the Queen for tea. You know? Very English. And she's talked about how this really helped her to understand her character. And Will Smith, who played Muhammad Ali, well, when they met, they got on really well. And when they became friends.
But what about playing a difficult character like George Bush, for example?
Yes, it's funny, actually. When you're playing a character everyone knows, you have to work really hard at it, and especially on the voice, to get it exactly right. Josh Brolin played George Bush, and when he was preparing for the character, he talked to himself all day in a Texan accent. He even phoned up hotels in Texas just so he could learn the accent.
Really? That's funny. Well, now, what about actors who can't meet the character in person? What do they do?
Well, there are lots of other ways to prepare. Audrey Tautou, for example, she played Coco Chanel, so she couldn't meet her in person. But she watched hours and hours of film footage. She watched her in interviews, and she looked at the photographs. In a way, you have a little bit more freedom to do what you want with the character when people are not so familiar, you know, with how the person behaves and with their voice. Tautou wanted to look like Coco Chanel when she was on screen, so that we would recognize the image.
That's right, and it was a beautiful film.
Mm.
It was. And you know, one of the things that Audrey found...